Okay, Bauman's had something for us the last few weeks, and people seem to like it. Are you smarter than a romper roomer? And these two guys don't even know what romper room is.
Google it.
Google it, yeah.
Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
Unfortunately, you can't Google these answers.
Oh, no. Fly. I would like to see Google tell me how you can balance a plunger on some gonads.
I'm sure it could.
I'm not going to repeat the other things that were in that Mad Lib.
I don't want to see if it tastes like Pee Wee Herman. Google cannot tell us that. All right. All right. Gittins will go first. He's up 3-1 on me.
Subjects today: math, science, English language arts, social studies and history, and geography. First through fifth grade, as always, Gittins.
Let's go first grade history.
First grade history. All right. What holiday is celebrated in November that involves giving thanks?
Just said food.
Yeah, all you had to say was food.
Thanksgiving.
Correct.
God. So now it's my turn?
Yeah.
First grade English.
First grade English. Which word is a compound word? Sunshine, light, or glow?
Sunshine.
Correct. You looked a little worried there, Dave, when I said compound word.
Yeah, I mean, then you stopped, and I'm like, what are they?
What if you just had to come up with a compound word?
Compound word? Monkey gland there sauce. All right, Giddens.
All right, let's go second grade geography.
Second grade, all right. Which continent has the largest rainforest?
Which continent has the largest rainforest? That would be South America.
Correct. And that's the Amazon rainforest, if anybody's wondering.
You gave him these answers. I didn't have to study.
All right, David, what are you going to say?
Let's go second grade. Let's go second grade history.
What term is used for when people trade goods without using money?
People trade goods?
Yeah, without exchanging money.
I mean, I would think you said it, trade, but I guess money's not involved in trade. I don't understand the question, kind of, I guess. It's kind of a trick question.
You want an alternate question, that since it's kind of a...
No, I mean, people that trade, so both parties are getting something. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they're both getting something without exchanging money.
Swapping?
Acceptable answer. We'll take it.
Can I answer it for points?
Yes. No.
No, not for points. Points.
Barter.
It's barter, but we'll accept swap because that still is a correct
barter?
Answer.
That's a bum. Okay. Whatever.
Well, you got it right.
So we're 2-2.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Gitto.
All right. Let's see. Still need math, science.
You need math, science, and English language arts.
Let's do third grade science.
What is the main purpose of a skeleton in the human body?
What is the main purpose of a skeleton in the human body? Okay.
Hangs up in the classroom. I mean,
the main purpose of a skeleton, it keeps your body intact. I don't know what specific answer we're looking for here. Barter?
That's a good one.
The correct answer was to provide support and protect your organs.
Yeah, I can see that with your ribs. Definitely. All right, I'll go third grade science as well.
Third grade science?
Yeah, give me an easy one. That way I can take the lead, put a little pressure on.
What is a food chain?
Giddens.
He's the entire food chain?
He's the entire food chain.
I'm where it ends.
A food chain?
Yeah.
I mean... Burger King uses one to put their meat on that they, flame broil.
Is it like,
I was going to say carnivore, omnivore, that kind of stuff?
No, a food chain is a sequence showing how energy moves from one organism to another.
That is not a third grade question. That's a daggum 33rd grade question right there.
33rd grade question.
I mean, that should be on the... bar exam.
Is that so? It's still 2-2.
Yeah,
2-2.
That's just horrible. That's third grade.
Yeah.
How can I expect my granddaughter to know third grade stuff when I can't? That should have been on the bar exam.
All right, good. You got math and English language arts left.
All right, let's go fourth grade English.
What abstract noun is in the sentence? Her bravery impressed everyone at school.
What abstract noun is in the sentence? Her bravery impressed everyone at school. It's bravery.
Correct. All right, David. You have math and you have geography.
Let's go fourth grade geography.
What is the name of the longest river in the United States?
The longest river in the United States is the Mississippi.
Incorrect.
I had two choices. What is it?
Missouri.
And it's not by much, though. I'm telling you. That's a trick question again.
Everything's a trick question.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't study.
All right. I just have a fifth grade math, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So, wait a minute. What's the score now?
It is 3-2.
Okay. He's got to miss this one, or I have no reason to even answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get this right, you move on.
I win again.
Right.
Fifth grade math.
What is a half plus 3/5?
A half plus 3/5. A half plus 3/5. That would be...
If he can't answer, I will answer for my points.
A half plus 3/5. That's 11/10.
He got it right.
How is that right? A half is what?
Hold on, let me see here.
A half is 5/10. A half is
5/10. And 3/5 would be 6/10.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Yes, you got it right.
Yeah.
And it gave me the answer on that one, which is weird. But
I actually was trying to do it in the get the fist to the.
It would have been a lot easier if I could write something down, but I was sitting there trying to do it in my head and I kept throwing myself off.
He's up 4-1.
You got to give him his last one just for
fun.
You want your math question?
Go ahead.
Fifth grade math. If a rectangle has a length of 9 centimeters and a width of 4.5 centimeters, what is the area?
9 and 4.5?
Yes.
Whatever 9 times 4.5 is, I'd have to look on my...
Well, we'll give it to you because you got it right. You understand the it's 40.5.
Yeah.
So, you got it right.
I couldn't do that in my head, but I knew how to get there.
You fell one short today.
It's kind of like, well, I won't say it. It's kind of like balancing a plunger on your go
victory band. Like Pee Wee Herman.
I didn't know how to get there. I knew how to get there, but I just couldn't compute it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know that word compute?
It's when you Google something.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna Google what we're gonna Google today. I guarantee you, we're gonna throw Google off track today. You know what we're gonna do?
What?
We're gonna Google what is Giddens not gonna eat today?
It won't answer. It won't be able to.
That's right.
The AI will break.
Siri. What does Giddens not eat today?
Only the quantum computer could ever figure that out.
That is an unanswered question. Do what?
Only the quantum computer could ever figure that question out.
Oh, it'd blow a fuse too.
Probably.
All right.